Il Signore ci ha unto in Cristo con olio di gioia. E questa unzione ci invita a ricevere.
At Chrism Mass in St. Peter's, Pope Francis spoke about priestly joy, a joy, he said, which anoints us, an imperishable joy, a missionary joy. The joy which anoints priests, the Pope said, has penetrated deep within our hearts. It has shaped them and strengthened them sacramentally. It is a joy that can never be taken away, although it can lie dormant or be clogged by sin or by life's troubles. But deep down it remains intact, like the embers of a burnt log beneath the ashes, and it can always be renewed. Pope Francis focused especially on the third feature of priestly joy. Priestly joy, he said, is deeply bound up with God's holy and faithful people, for it is an eminently missionary joy. This joy, he said, arises only when the shepherd is in the midst of his flock. There, his joy is guarded by the faithful, by God's faithful people, who are able to protect and embrace their priests, to help them open their hearts to find renewed joy.
Gioia custodita dal gregge, e custodita anche da tre sorelle che la circondano, la proteggono, la difendono. Sorella povertà, sorella fedeltà e sorella obbedienza.
Priestly joy, the Holy Father continued, is guarded not only by the flock, but by three sisters who surround it, tend it, and defend it: Sister Poverty, Sister Fidelity, and Sister Obedience. Explaining these three sisters, the Pope said that because the priest is poor in terms of purely human joy, he must seek his joy from the Lord and from God's faithful people. The priest must go out of himself, seeking God and the people of God. Going out of themselves, he said, presupposes self-denial. It means poverty. Priestly joy is also a sister to fidelity, Pope Francis said. Not, he explained, in the sense that we priests are all immaculate, for we are all sinners, but in the sense of an ever-renewed fidelity to the one bride, to the Church. Priests will find joy, he said, when they are faithful to their mission, doing all that he has to do, letting go of everything he has to let go of, and as long as he stands firm amid the flock which the Lord entrusted to him. Finally, priests find joy in sister obedience, an obedience not only to the externals of their mission, but also union with God the Father, the source of all fatherhood. The Pope continued, it is also an obedience to the Church in service, in availability and readiness to serve everyone, always and as best I can, following the example of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Colui che è chiamato sappia che esiste in questo mondo una gioia genuina e piena.
All who are called should know that genuine and complete joy does exist in this world, Pope Francis said. It is the joy of being taken from the people we love and then being sent back to them as dispensers of the gifts and counsels of Jesus. Concluding his homily, Pope Francis prayed that the Lord might enable many young people to discover the burning zeal which joy kindles in our hearts as soon as we have the stroke of boldness needed to respond willingly to his call. He prayed, too, for the recently ordained, for priests who have been in ministry for years, and for elderly priests. I'm Christopher Wells.